Welcome back to another episode of M&B's podcast. Today we're going to talk about how to make a peace room and what it really feels like to be inside one.
I'm the M of M&B. I'm Mom.
And I'm the B of M&B, Ben.
Ben was the one who suggested that we focus on this topic for tonight. The peace room has been a very special little ritual for the two of us the last couple years. He was actually the one that named it that. So Ben, do you want to talk a little bit about what a peace room is?
So peace room is like a place where you can go that has very dim lighting. You can get real comfy. It's very quiet and calm. And as you might know, peaceful. And it's just a place that has candle lighting. What we have here is candle lighting, salt lamp, and no other lighting.
Mm-hmm.
So, just basically a place that feels very calm and peaceful.
How does it make your body feel when you come into a peace room?
It just makes yourself feel really relaxed. We're snuggled up in a blanket right now. It makes me feel warm and cozy. And it's a great thing to do. You should try it out.
I agree. Yeah, for me, it's definitely like relaxed and also like kind of like safe. You know, I'm just like really like comfy, and it helps me not worry about stuff as much. So if you're somebody who has anxiety or worries about things, you might want to consider trying setting up a peace room in your home or at work to help you deal with that.
So basically, peace room, just a place that's really calm and peaceful and very quiet.
So, how about I ask you some frequently asked questions about peace rooms? Can you set up a peace room in the daytime, or do you think it has to just be at night?
You can set up a peace room at any time, although I would prefer nighttime.
Mm-hmm. There is something like extra calming about night.
Yeah, because normally peace room doesn't have a whole lot of bright lighting.
That's true, yeah. One thing that we don't have in our peace room tonight that we've had in peace rooms before is sometimes we're able to open the windows or have a fan on. So can you talk about like the air or the breeze?
Yeah, sometimes you just, in the house we've lived in before, you could just open the windows or turn on the fan, and it really creates a little more peaceful spot for you. And it just really creates air circulation. If you're very, very hot and sweaty, maybe you just had a bad dream or something like that, it helps cool down your body, and it makes the peace room extra peaceful in its own special way that's hard to describe.
That's true, buddy. That's true. Is there anything else that you think people should know before they set out on their own peace room journeys?
Try to make it not very colorful. Make it look nice and neat.
Yeah.
Not very much lighting, just tiny lights scattered around, kind of.
It is interesting how the clutter kind of makes a difference, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you might not even really notice it during the daytime, or you get so used to seeing it that it doesn't bother you. But when you go into a peace room, it's like when everything is like in its place and there's not a lot of stuff lying around, and it's very simple. I feel like the simplicity helps make it feel peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my experience too.
And try to have all the doors closed, all sound distractions out of the way, and any other distraction really.
Yeah.
And just try to think of things peaceful in your mind, kind of meditate in the room for 5 to 10 minutes maybe.
Yeah. Well, I hope our listeners appreciate us letting them know about our little ritual, and we would love to hear from you about your peace room experiences sometime. So hit us up at M&B's podcast and let us know what your peace rooms have been looking like.
So find a peace room whenever you can.
It's true. Ben, I want to thank you for coming up with this very creative topic for tonight. You are really good at making peace rooms now, and I love that. You know, I showed you how to do it for a while, but now you're just as good of it as me. Everybody should have seen Ben's checklist tonight going into this peace room. He had a whole plan of all the things we needed to do, and we even made the candle lighting a little ceremony, which was like extra fun, you know? So big shout out to my co-host Ben for his expertise in peace rooms. Expert peace. All right, want to sign off for our listeners?
Find a peace room when you can.
All right. We'll catch you next time on
M&B's podcast.